is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
Well, not really. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, who is still on the West Coast. And we're talking today about the issue of adultery and character and family values when it comes to presidential candidates. Would you vote for a candidate for president that you wouldn't trust to be your spouse? Does a candidate's personal character matter when it comes to how you're going to decide when you get into the voting booth in 2008 to decide who will be the commander-in-chief of the United States military? Who will be the leader of the free world? Give us a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Does it matter to you the kind of character that a candidate has if you think that you can trust him or her on the issues that matter to you? And of course, this is in the news today, all over your television screens and all over your radio dial, because Newt Gingrich is announcing on James Dobson's Focus on the Family program that he did have an adulterous affair while he was leading the charge of impeachment proceedings against President Clinton in 1998. Newt Gingrich says to James Dobson that he has repented of this, that he has been forgiven of this by the Lord, and that he is now ready to walk on the straight and narrow, and he is willing to appeal to Christian conservatives for their votes. And, of course, that's not only the issue out there. Also, we have Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City. He is tough on terrorism. He is hawkish on foreign policy. And Rudy also is now on his third wife. Rudy Giuliani says that's not going to be an issue. He's going to be able to appeal to Christian conservatives, to evangelicals, to all kinds of voters based upon his leadership profile. This week, Andrew Giuliani, Rudy's son, said, you know what? I got my values from my mother. And when it comes to campaigning for my dad, I'm going to be spending a lot more time playing golf than I am campaigning for him. Does that matter to you? Does the fact that these candidates have had adulterous affairs or that they have had serial divorces and marriages, does that really tell you much about their character? And it doesn't matter to the degree that you'd be willing to change the way that you vote. What are you going to do if you have a choice to make between Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani or between Hillary Clinton and Newt Gingrich? How much will family values, how much will character issues come into play then? Join the conversation and give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. But before we get to your calls, we have two very special guests today who are coming from two very different perspectives on this issue. Naomi Emery, who is a contributing editor with the Weekly Standard, has written an article this week about Rudy Giuliani in the Weekly Standard magazine, in which she says that social conservatives might be willing to cut a deal with Mr. Giuliani. And by that, she means that social conservatives might say, we don't agree with you on everything, abortion, marriage, some other issues, but we trust you when it comes to leading, and we trust you when it comes to leading the war on terror, and so we're willing to give you our support. We're going to be talking to her and asking, does she really see social conservatives, and particularly evangelical Christians, moving in that direction, and what will that look like come November 2008? And also, Dr. Richard Land, who is the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, who says there are some real factors at play when it comes to personal character. And when you're looking at a Rudy Giuliani who has not just divorce in his past, but as Dr. Land says, divorce on steroids, a complete humiliation of his former wife, he says that many conservative evangelicals will just stay home if Rudy Giuliani is the nominee for president of the Republican Party. What do you think? Join the conversation at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. But first, Naomi Emery, the Weekly Standard, and also author of Great Expectations, The Troubled Lives of Political Families. You really think that Rudy Giuliani is a possibility even for social conservatives, maybe even evangelical Christians?
No, well, actually, I think you're kind of conflating two entirely different issues there, because, well, one is the matter of personal behavior, which is, well, whether a candidate's troubled group relations with other family members should come into play. And I think, well, what I was writing about in the Standard article was about striking a deal on policy matters where Giuliani would still be allowed to be kind of pro-choice in theory, but would cover in some sense as an operational pro-life president, and that he would not try to push a pro-choice agenda. He would agree to be operationally neutral in that, you know, in that area.
Right.
But he but in the most important area, he would do his best to appoint strict constructionist judges who would rule the way social conservatives would want them to. I mean, I feel that the issues of a policy deal, private behavior, quite two different things.
So you think that the policy issues on particular issues of abortion, gun control, gay rights, these types of issues, that's perhaps easier to negotiate than the personal character issues when it comes to social conservatives?
No, well, everyone has to make up his own mind on that. But what I was trying to say about policy was, I kind of wonder if people think how much would change if you managed to elect someone who was a real pro-life kind of adherent in his heart. I mean, would he be able to go a long way in making a practical effect, such as outlawing abortion or more restricting it much more than someone who could govern like Giuliani would be able to do.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Naomi Emery, for that case that maybe this is a little more complicated than we think. Richard Lamb, before we get to the issues of personal character, Rudy Giuliani is pro-choice on abortion rights. As a matter of fact, he's been as pro-choice in the past as Bill Clinton. He is against a constitutional amendment on same-sex marriage. He has been pro-gun control. He is when you come to these social issues, he is every bit as liberal as the Democratic nominees in years past. And you argue that when you come to these policy issues, even before the character issues, that evangelical Christians in particular are not going to go for this.
Well, that's right. And Naomi really provided me a wonderful opportunity and illustration to talk about why personal behavior and character make all the difference. If social conservatives cut a political deal with Rudy Giuliani and said, we will vote for you and you promise us that you will give us only strict constructionist original intent jurists, how can we believe him?
Mm-hmm.
He promised his wife twice, two wives, that he would love, honor, and cherish and be faithful only unto her until death us do part. And twice, he lied to his wife. Twice. He broke his marital vows. Now, that gets to the basic issue of trust, the basic issue of character. As Harry Truman once argued, he said, I would never knowingly hire a man to work for me who cheated on his wife. And when he was asked why, he said, well, if he'll lie to his wife, he'll lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
If he'll break his oath of marriage, he'll break his oath of office. It's pretty hard to argue with President Truman's logic. So I would just say to Naomi, that's an interesting theory, but how do you have any confidence that Rudy Giuliani will keep his word?
Dr. Land, what would you say, and you've just written a very interesting book called The Divided States of America that really deals with the way in which liberals and conservatives are really talking around each other. We're going to get to the issue of personal character in a moment, but before we get to that, with Rudy Giuliani particularly, what would you say to those who say, well, Rudy Giuliani said at a meeting of conservatives last weekend, we agree on 80%, we just disagree on 20%. So suppose you had a Rudy Giuliani figure who did have a very sterling personal character. Should we be willing to vote for a pro-abortion rights candidate if he is making the kind of assurances that Ms. Emery just spoke of, to say, I'm going to appoint strict constructionist judges, I'm not going to have an agenda, and so forth?
No. because we may agree on 80% of the things that confront us, but the most important 20% are where the disagreements are.
Well, I agree with you on that, Dr. Land, and I think part of the problem is assuming that 20%, that the 20% with which we have disagreement is meaningless, or that it's the equivalent of whether or not we differ on a balanced budget amendment or on a minimum wage issue.
That's right.
When in reality, it's the lives of unborn children, and if I can't trust you with the lives of unborn babies, then how can I trust you with the lives of American servicemen and servicewomen overseas? Here's a question for you. Would you vote for a candidate that you know has had a failed personal life, that you know has a track record of divorce, of adultery, or, as Dr. Land says, divorce on steroids, as we're going to talk about in just a minute? Join the conversation and give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. John Kennedy was an adulterer. Franklin Roosevelt was an adulterer. Many of the great American presidents had affairs. Does it matter to you? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. Tammy Wynette has to spell out the word D-I-V-O-R-C-E because she doesn't want to say it in front of her children. Almost every family in the United States of America has been affected in some way or other by divorce, by adultery, by marriages that are breaking down with a relative, with a friend, with a church member. But the question is, what do you do when the issue of marital fidelity, when the issue of divorce, when the issue of faithfulness to one's spouse becomes an issue in a presidential campaign, and it's not just the Clinton family anymore? What do you do with a Rudy Giuliani? What do you do with a Newt Gingrich? What do you do with a John McCain? Does it matter to you whether or not a candidate has been faithful to his wife? And if so, how do you make decisions about what candidate, how faithful must you be to your wife in order to get your vote? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Do you think that we can separate out personal character from public activity so that you can say, I don't really trust you when it comes to your wife or your husband, but I can trust you when it comes to making policy, when it comes to leading United States foreign policy, or when it comes to deciding issues of general welfare in the United States of America? How do you make that decision? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And what will you do if in the fall of 2008 you are confronted with a candidate that you think would be a good leader, that you think is mostly right on the issues, but you just don't trust him with his marriage vows? Is that going to make a difference to you? Will you stay home? Will you hold your nose and vote? How will you make that decision? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. On the line with me right now is Dr. Richard Land, who is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention and the author of the new book out on the shelves as of today, Divided States of America. It has the most interesting list of endorsers of any book that I have seen in recent years. Madeleine Albright and Albert Mohler both have given endorsements for this book. That is a diverse crew of people who are saying Richard Land has something interesting to say. Dr. Land, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program. We were talking a few minutes ago about the issue of Rudy Giuliani and his divorce. What about John McCain? John McCain also is divorced, and John McCain has said that there were some fidelity problems in his first marriage. Do you think there's a distinction between these two issues at all?
I do. I think John McCain has acknowledged that he was unfaithful, and it was a major cause of the breakup of his first marriage. He's expressed regret for that. He has said that it grieves him deeply. He has been in a second marriage now for more than 20 years, and by all outward appearances, it's a strong and committed marriage. There's never been a whiff of scandal about John McCain as a senator. That's very different than being in a third marriage, as Rudy Giuliani is, and publicly humiliating your wife by bringing your mistress to the mayor's mansion, and your second wife has to take out a restraining order to keep you from bringing your mistress to the mayor's mansion,
mm-hmm.
humiliating your wife and your children. This is a huge distinction. And I find that most evangelicals, while they're not, affirming of a divorce and a second marriage, see a huge difference between the number two and the number three.
How about Newt Gingrich? He is talking today with James Dobson at Focus on the Family and saying, yeah, I was having an affair even while the impeachment proceedings were going on about President Clinton lying about having an affair. He says, I've sought repentance and I've found it. Do you believe it?
Well, now, I listened to that program, Russell, and I didn't hear the word repentance.
Okay.
I heard that he was sorry and that he expressed regret. And that he had asked for forgiveness, but I didn't hear the word repentance, which, as you know, you and I would attach special significance to that term.
Right.
But I'm delighted that he has acknowledged this, that he's acknowledged his guilt, that he's acknowledged his misbehavior, that he is sorry for it, that he certainly would counsel his children and his grandchildren not to follow his behavior. Those are all positive signs, but it's still a fact that Newt Gingrich was unfaithful to his first wife. He was unfaithful to his second wife. And my basic question is, how do you trust a man to tell you the truth in a time of terror?
Mm-hmm.
How do you trust a man to tell you the truth when he has broken his marriage vows and he has lied to his spouse? It's a basic character issue.
Dr. Land, what would you do, and what do you think most evangelical Christians will do, if on Election Day you have a choice between Hillary Clinton and, say, Rudy Giuliani? In Rudy Giuliani, we have the issue not only, of course, of the personal mm-hmm. character, but also the issue of the lives of the unborn. What kind of a choice is that?
Well, I think some will stay home, and I would counsel them not to do that. They need to go and vote. They can always not vote in that race.
Right.
What I would do... I can tell you what I would do. I would go and vote. I would vote for congressman. I would vote for state senator and state representative. I would vote for U.S. senator. I would vote for governor. But I would not vote in the presidential race.
Really? What would you say to someone who would say, well, yeah, but you're going to have a pro-abortion president anyway with these two, but at least with Rudy Giuliani, you've got a pro-abortion president who's also going to be solid on some other issues.
Well, what I would say is the lesser of two evils argument has its limits,
mm-hmm.
and this is beyond those limits.
I agree with you on that
and,
completely.
And I would hope in that race that Giuliani would win,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't personally vote for him.
I agree with you
it would,
on
it
that
would violate
completely.
My principles. It would violate my convictions, and I would be a hypocrite for having said that character was a key issue with Bill Clinton and then turn around and make it less of an issue when it's a candidate that I like better than I liked Bill Clinton.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't compromise my principles to that extent to do so.
And again, it's not just a personal character issue. I think the abortion issue is unique when it comes to the questions facing
There's no question about it. Now, let me say that I have to add one caveat to that,
okay.
Russell, and that is that if there is another major terrorist event
mm-hmm.
between now and next summer when the nominating conventions occur, something equivalent to 9/11, then I think I can predict pretty confidently that the next president of the United States will either be Rudy Giuliani or John McCain, and mm-hmm. that you might very well see a McCain-Giuliani ticket or a Giuliani-McCain ticket, because if we have another terrorist attack, the American people are going to want a tough guy. And the two most demonstrably tough guys in the race are McCain and Giuliani, and the Democrats don't have any tough guys.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Land, you've talked about personal character. Do you think it is necessary for us to vote for a candidate who is a Christian? Someone that we believe to be a born-again Christian. So could we vote for a Mitt Romney, for instance?
I don't think it's necessary that they be a born-again Christian. I think that it's more important in terms of their performance of their office that they be operating out of a Judeo-Christian worldview.
Okay.
So I would vote for a Jew who agreed with my Judeo-Christian worldview when it came to issues of abortion and marriage over a self-professed born-again Christian like Jimmy Carter.
All right. Thank you, Richard Land, for your courage and conviction in the public square. We appreciate your voice, and I encourage all of you to pick up Dr. Land's book, Divided States of America. It is available on bookshelves now. You can order it off of Amazon.com or go to your local bookstore and pick it up. And when we come back, I want to talk to you. Does it matter to you whether or not a candidate has had an affair, whether or not a candidate is an adulterer? What are the issues of personal character that will affect how you vote? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Does character matter anymore? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain, but how about three? How about three marriages? We have major candidates for the Republican nomination who have serial marriages. We have candidates who have admitted that they have cheated on their wives, and wives plural. Does that matter to you? Do you think that a candidate's personal character, when that candidate is right on most of the issues in your estimation, does that affect the way that you will vote? Should it, for a Christian, come into your consideration? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. 877-893-TALK. Can you trust a candidate whose wife can't necessarily trust him? Does it matter to you? 877-893-8255. 877-893-TALK. We have Steve on the line who is calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Steve, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Russell, for taking my call.
Glad to.
Now,
what's your comment
thought? Here, it is very important for me to vote as to whether or not we have somebody like Giuliani in the White House. We went through the Clinton administration, which degraded our morals in the White House. Our President Bush brought it back up to standard. I think that if we had Giuliani, or as far as that go, another Clinton administration, would definitely be a black mark against our moral White House and moral America.
All right, Steve, well, what would you do if you're in the voting booth, you're there behind the curtain, and you've got a choice between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Rudy Giuliani?
I believe I'd have to agree with Dr. Land on voting for the senators, the congressmen, the people that I knew that followed their record, that had a moral standing that would kind of keep them in line through their administration.
All right. Well, thanks, Steve. He says he will not vote for a candidate whose personal character he believes he cannot trust, and that means he would just not vote if he had to choose between Rudy Giuliani and Hillary Clinton. What do you think? Does that make sense to you? Or do you think, you know what, we're living in a real world. We're living with fallen candidates. We don't know everything about all of these candidates' character, and so let's just go with the lesser of two evils. What's your thought on this? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-8255. 93 talk. Personal character, how much should it matter when it comes to voting for a candidate? You as a Christian, when you're looking at candidates, we've got some issues that are really important to us. How much should personal character come into the equation? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Dennis on the line. Dennis, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Yes, it matters a lot. Your question begs a huge issue for evangelicals. In the words of Dick Morris, of the four headline Republican candidates, the only one without affairs and multiple marriages is the Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
What
Isn't
do we
that
do?
Something? So, Dennis, what are you going to do?
I'm going to vote for the Mormon. We're not voting for a pastor. We're voting for a chief executive that's demonstrated tough backbone, success all the way around. I don't think his theology is going to hurt us.
So you would rather vote for someone with a theology that's aberrant than for someone who has a personal character that's in shambles, in your estimation?
Yes, because his character is probably intact, even if his theology is aberrant.
All right. Dennis says he'll vote for a Mormon before he'll vote for an evangelical or a Roman Catholic who has a track record of some really poor personal character. Do you agree with him? How much should it matter to you? Newt Gingrich says, you know what, I'm sorry I had those affairs. I'm sorry that I had those divorces. I'm ready now to appeal to you, Christian conservatives out there. Vote for me. Are you willing to do that? Do you believe him? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. And Rudy Giuliani says, look, you may not want me as your husband, but you sure want me as your president because I know how to deal with the terrorists. Is that important enough to you that you're willing to say, personal character, I'm going to put that on the back burner for right now and concentrate on the lesser of two evils. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, and let me know what you think. We have Lori on the line, who is calling from Palm Harbor, Florida, listening on WTBN. Lori, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program. What's your thought on this?
Thank you. I think the real important thing is that the person is repentant.
Okay.
If they have asked Jesus to forgive them of their sin, and he does, he forgives all sin, then we can't stand in judgment that that is an unforgivable sin. But certainly it's very important, a moral character of any candidate.
Lori, how would you decide whether or not you think a candidate is really repentant or whether or not a candidate is just trying to get your vote?
Well, you should not have to tell a person you're Christian. They should be able to see it in the way that you conduct your life now and how you conduct yourself. I mean, there should be enough evidence to convict you of your Christianity. And all of us have sinned. And if you receive Christ in your adult years, there are many things, including in my life, that I would change in a heartbeat if I could. But, you know, Jesus saved me.
All right. Lori says if a candidate's repentant, doesn't really matter what's in the background there, she's going to vote for him. Do you agree? How do you know if a candidate is just trying to sell you on his candidacy and whether or not he really is someone who has a changed character? How much does character come into play when you're trying to decide who to vote for? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. President Giuliani, President Gingrich, will that work for you? This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program. Well, Rudy Giuliani could make it in New York, but will he sell all over the United States of America, especially to evangelical Christians and social conservatives who are nervous about the issues of adultery and divorce, personal character issues, as well as issues of public policy such as abortion and marriage and many other issues? The question is, do you take into account personal character when you're voting for a candidate, and will you be willing to kind of just go in and hold your nose and vote for a candidate that you say, this guy, I wouldn't trust him when it comes to his marriage. I wouldn't trust him when it comes to his character, but he's better than the other guy or the other gal. Would you be willing to make that kind of concession? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Character matters, but how much does character matter for you when it comes to the voting booth? 877-893-8255. As of today, Newt Gingrich, who is not yet a declared candidate for President of the United States, but says he's going to make his mind up sometime between now and September as to whether or not he's going to run, talk to Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, about his marriage and his third marriage and his previous divorces, and this is what he had to say.
There are times that I have fallen short of my own standards. There are certainly times when I've fallen short of God's standards and my neighbor's standards, but I think my job is to try to do for my country and at a very personal level for my children and for my grandchildren and for their future. To try to do everything I can to be a servant in helping this country deal both with the domestic challenges to our very identity, and that's what Rediscovering God in America is all about.
All right. Now, Newt Gingrich is someone who has written a book recently about rediscovering God in America, also had a documentary program on Fox News about the issue of recovering God in our public institutions, and he admitted today, you know what? Back in 1998, when I was calling on President Clinton to resign and when I was pressing for his impeachment, I was having an affair myself, he says. Does that matter to you? Especially when he says, you know what, I'm sorry that that happened, even though I don't really think I'm a hypocrite because the issue was perjury. Does that matter to you when you're trying to decide whether or not to vote for Newt Gingrich? Does it matter to you that Rudy Giuliani has been married three times when you're coming into the voting booth trying to decide who to vote for? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And we have Ron on the line calling from Kaiser, Oregon. Ron, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Hello, thank you. Yes, I think it's better to to vote even for a Republican than to throw your vote away, and you're almost like casting a vote for the Democrats if you don't vote. So I can't agree with the doctor that your moral value in this is just to say, no, I'm not going to vote at all. I think that's just reinforcing the Democrats.
Ron, is there anything that a Republican candidate could do in his personal life that would prevent you from voting for that candidate?
Well, yeah, but more than likely, if there was much of anything, the Democrats would take him out, so that wouldn't be a worry for me. Anything there is, they're going to jump on him.
All right. Well, thanks, Ron, for that thought. You know, I think there are many people out there in the country who would say, I would not vote for a candidate who had been arrested, for instance, of battery, spousal battery. People would say, you know, I wouldn't vote for a candidate who had been involved in any number of things, a felony arrest. Well, he'd be disqualified in most states for that, but who had been involved in any number of issues in the past. Question is, spousal fidelity. Is the issue of trust something that is so important to you that it's going to affect the way that you vote? Will you, like Dr. Land said, if you've got a choice between Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, simply not vote? Will you vote for a third-party candidate, or will you say, character matters, but I need to vote for the candidate with whom I have the most in common? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. The Giuliani campaign thinks that social conservatives and evangelical Christians are going to be able to get over this. Not just the divorce issue and not just the personal character issue, but also the abortion issue. So that, for instance, in New York Magazine this past week, there is the quotation that says, Rudy has created great brand equity on terrorism with Christians. So the argument is that evangelical Christians in America are going to vote for Rudy Giuliani because they trust him to deal with terrorists, even if they don't trust him on abortion issues, on some public policy issues when it comes to the social arena, and even if they don't trust him in his own personal character and his own personal life. How about to you? Does that matter? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And are Christians hypocrites who were crying character matters just a few years ago when Bill Clinton was in the White House, who are nonetheless willing to vote for a candidate who not only has the exact same track record of marital fidelity, it seems, but also the exact same public policy record when it comes to abortion rights? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Does character matter to you? Julia's on the line. Julia, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Yes, thank you. Yes, as a woman, character certainly does matter. It does. It's something I think about.
How would it be unique to you as a woman, Julia? What do you think would be unique about a woman's perspective?
For example, the fidelity thing. You know, just having some dating experience and being around men, there's men who will do it and men who won't do it. I'll always go for the kind of guy who I, you know, believe won't be unfaithful.
Who won't cheat on you, yeah. Well, Julia says that as a woman, she's able to kind of see these cheating kind of men, and she's able to say, I don't trust them. What do you think? Does it matter to you about the personal character of a candidate? You know, we're not electing a pastor. Someone just said recently, this doesn't have to be someone who is qualified to be pastor. We're voting on this person to be president of the United States. So how much should you even pay attention to whether or not this guy has been divorced twice or three times or four times or five times or 15 times, whether or not he's ever cheated on his wife? Does that really even matter? Or should we instead just focus on, is this guy going to be able to lead us in war? Is this guy going to be able to make sound Supreme Court decisions? What does that matter to you about personal character? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And what if you've got the choice between a candidate with whom you disagree completely and a candidate that you agree with, kind of, but you just don't trust him? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller. This is the Albert Mueller Program.
Can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the key, she got the power. I'm going through the
And that's divorce, by the way. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler program, the divorce issue, the big D. What does that have to do with whether or not you're willing to trust somebody to be the leader of the free world, to be the commander-in-chief of the United States military? Does it matter to you at all? You had a few remaining minutes to join the conversation, 877-893-8255. We have Ron on the line who's calling from Detroit, Michigan, listening on XM Radio. Ron, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
Hi, thanks. Just a couple quick comments. I think today society just doesn't view divorce and adultery in the same way as it used to. And as Christians, we just can't hold these candidates to the same high standards. And what's important to me is that the candidate is going to lead this country and be a strong force in areas like foreign policy and pro-life, and needs to really stand up in those areas. I would not vote for a candidate who is pro-abortion, but as a perfect marriage record compared to a candidate that is pro-life and has maybe had an affair or two.
All right. Ron says it's going to come into play, but it's not going to be determinative and it's not going to be decisive. I think it's interesting what Ron said, though, that divorce is not as big a deal as it used to be. I think that is exactly where my concern is when it comes to this whole discussion. When you have candidates who have had serial divorces, I mean, you have always had the issue of marital fidelity and divorce coming into American political discourse. You think about, for instance, Nelson Rockefeller, who was the governor of New York, who was running for president in 1964 and 1968. His divorce and remarriage was a huge issue precisely because the American populace is asking, can we trust somebody? Can we trust a man who can't be trusted by his wife? It bothers me, not so much that we vote for candidates who've been divorced, it bothers me that that's not even a factor anymore. Especially when, I agree with Dr. Land, when you're dealing with Rudy Giuliani, this isn't just a man who has divorced a woman or two. This is a man who publicly humiliated his wife. She heard about the divorce at a press conference. Does that have anything to do with personal character? And I think it does. What that's going to mean is that there are going to be some complicated decisions that are going to have to be made by evangelical Christians in the next year or so. You're going to have to ask yourself, how much does personal character play in to how I'm going to be voting? And what am I going to do if I am faced in the voting booth with a candidate I trust on some issues, but I just don't really trust? And that's an important conversation to have over the next year. We may face it. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. Dr. Mohler will be back on Monday to deal with the issues that matter. This is Russell Moore. This is the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.